This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. There was a time when cattle could roam more or less wherever they wanted in Texas. The entire state considered open range, meaning if you didn't have a fence around your property, your neighbor's cows were completely within their rights to wander over to your pasture, whether you wanted them there or not. Now, this policy is mostly a relic. Open ranges are the exception, not the rule these days. They exist in only 22 counties now, including Presidio County, a big swath of West Texas with Marfa near its border and the Rio Grande of the South. There, cattle are still permitted to range as far as fence lines will allow them. But that long-standing arrangement has prompted a few legal questions of late. Here to tell us more, Abby Perot. She is a reporter for the Big Bend Sentinel. Abby, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
So the sheriff of Presidio County, Danny Dominguez, he's asked Attorney General Ken Paxton to wade into this dispute over rounding up stray cattle in the county. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Sure. So basically, something has happened in the county where a stray cattle has wandered onto someone's land. And in 1980, a stray laws were passed where cattle are allowed to be collected by sheriffs if the livestock is not able to be identified as to whose owner it is. Those laws are now being applied in these open range counties in Texas. And there's a legal question of whether those laws actually apply. And so Sheriff Danny Dominguez from Presidio County has requested this opinion because he has been collecting cattle for decades under a stray laws that were put into place in the 1980s. However, the county attorney has decided that seizing cattle under a stray laws is illegal and subject to the property owner to collect damages. Mm. And there's been a dispute where a man's cattle has been collected off of a neighbor's land three different times. And on this third time, he's over it. He's asked for a lawsuit if the county refuses to give him the money back that he had to pay to retrieve his cattle.
He's over it, he says. Wow. So this actually results from a specific incident and a repeated incident as well.
Yes. Yeah. There's some cattle that have been wandering toward a neighbor's land because there's a spring there and they're trampling the land, drinking from the spring. They're just attracted to that property. And so the landowner who has the spring is very tired of having these cattle, and he's been using the stray laws to get these cattle off his land.
How big of a problem is this in Presidio County at large, or are we really talking about an isolated incident here?
This is something that happens multiple times every year, and in my reporting, I've found other landowners who have also had their cattle collected. I think it's something that's really frustrated landowners for a long time.
Is there any sense of which way the attorney general might lean when it comes to weighing in on this?
So the attorney general is set to make a decision in December, mm-hmm. but there's no indications of how he might decide. However, the county commissioners this Wednesday voted to return the money to the aggrieved landowner whose cattle were collected, which kind of opens the sheriff up to a lot of liability because they're admitting that he illegally collected cattle.
Hmm. Wow. You know, it's interesting, too, that whatever Attorney General Paxton might have to say about this, that's only an advisory opinion. Do you see this ultimately heading for court one way or the other?
I'm not sure if it'll head for court, but I do think that the Texas legislature might have to address this if the Cattle Raisers Association brings it to them.
A quick question about what this might mean if Attorney General Paxton does opine that stray cattle laws don't apply to Presidio County. I mean, what would that mean for the county in a larger sense?
It would be telling a lot of landowners that if they don't want wandering cattle, they're going to have to build fence line, which seems easy, but in a county so big with land so large, it's a lot of money to build fences that will actually adequately keep cattle off of your land.
So this could really get costly, very expensive, very fast.
Right. Rather than just taking the cattle off your land, you're paying to cover miles and miles of acreage.
Abby Perot covers miles and miles of Texas as a reporter for the Big Bend Sentinel. We'll have a link to her story on the stray cattle conundrum at texasstandard.org. Abby, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.